Greetings, saints, and may the Lord bless you all. This is Brother Jason Zima, taking up the daily devotion for this week. To get started, shall we read the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 11? Give us this day our daily bread. So I would like to give my sharing the title, The True Bread. The True Bread. Now, as a teacher, I always like starting my talk with a definition. Now, definition of bread. I think we are very much acquainted with this food stuff, and it's actually bread is more of a staple food around the world. Now, there are two kinds of definitions that I'll try to give for bread. The modern definition of what bread is, as we know it in today, it's foodstuff made by baking dough, made from cereals. Basically, that is what bread is. Now, in a general sense, and looking at the way the Bible describes, because the Bible talks about bread most of the time. So the general definition of bread, we can say it's basically food. So when the Bible talks about bread, it may not necessarily be bread as this bread made out of dough, the food dough from cereals. It may also mean food in general. Bread can also mean sustenance. What is sustaining you? That's bread. Food that is sustaining you. Support of life. All these could be definitions. Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 has told us that the Lord should give us bread on a daily basis. So bread is something that we are supposed to have on a daily basis. And in most homes, people have bread almost on a daily basis. Now, in a physical sense, let us look at bread itself. That's made from cereals, dough. What could be the nutritional value in bread? Of course, I'm not a nutritionist, so this is just a bit of information I was digging up. So I'm told bread has got calcium, it has fiber, it has protein, it has iron, it has vitamins and minerals, it has energy, it has fat, it has sugar. So basically, bread is actually very valuable. So in a spiritual sense, what is bread? So if we go to John chapter 6, verse 48, John chapter 6, verse 48, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give for the life. I give for the life of the world. So we see here that the bread we are talking about is Jesus Christ himself. And Jesus came as a bread for us to eat of him. And once we eat of him, like the Bible has said here, he says we'll have life. And we look at the children of Israel, they also ate bread. But the Lord here said they ate bread and they died. But for him, he is bread that when we eat, we shall not die. Now, as we are eating bread, this bread is giving us energy. It is helping us to grow. It is giving us the power, the strength to do all activities that we need to do, because the body needs to have the energy to do a lot of things. There's work to do, there's the schooling, all these activities that a human being has to do. Now, without bread, which in this case is food, it means the body is not able to work. and the body is not able to survive. Now, in the spiritual sense, a Christian without the word, without bread, is not able to survive. A Christian is not able to do all the activities that they are supposed to do. Because the Bible tells us that we are a body. And in a body, there are different kinds of activities. There are different kinds of gifts. Which means every person has to know what God has called them to. Now, when your body is not healthy, when you don't have the energy, you are not able to do. Even if you have a task, you have a responsibility that you know very well you ought to do, you cannot do it because your body is weak. So, here we are told and we're encouraged that we're supposed to eat this bread. Now, I've given examples of what we see in bread. But now remember, there can be so many types of bread. Denominations give bread. They also read from the Word of God. But real bread, nutritional bread, there are certain businesses which are dedicated just to selling bread. There's also, they'll say this is brown bread for people who have certain conditions, white bread. They have all these kinds of bread because they are experienced and they know the nutritional values they put in them. But of course, we still have people who just want to make money and they'll make bread which has no value. Now, for you to get value from bread, you need to get bread that is prepared by professional bakers. Now, let us look at these professional bakers. If we go to the book of Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? A preacher is the one to administer the bread. But it's not any other kind of preacher. 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. These are the bakers we are supposed to listen to. We are supposed to listen to these bakers because they are the ones who've been trained to bake this bread. They know the ingredients. They know exactly how to make the bread taste good, how to give value to the body that is going to bite. But unfortunately, we have so many bakers today. Others don't even know the ingredients, and people are eating from these breads. And that is why we see that denominations have a mess in their system. Because the bread that they are eating is not giving them, they are eating bread quite all right, but it is not adding nutritional value to their life. It's like junk food. We know what junk food is. Junk food mostly, it may be called junk, but it tastes very good. But it is called junk because it has very little nutritional value, very little or no nutritional value in it. It will just excite our taste buds, but inside it does not give us life. So this message is not given to excite us. Denomination messages are there to excite people, to arouse people, no matter how your life is, no matter how sinful you are, no matter how careless you are. That message is there to excite you, telling you about prosperity, telling you about how God is going to bless you, how you can claim grounds. How you can have all these wonderful things, how God is a God of grace and things like that. That's basically what this kind of bread does. But the bread that we received, it is not a bread that is designed to excite the taste buds only, but it is a bread that is designed to give us value, to give us life, to give us energy, to live in a life. Because brothers and sisters, the world is a very dark place. The world is a terrible place. The world is a scary place. Laodicea is an age that we have underplayed. I was listening to Brother Piri yesterday as I was sharing in Singapore. There's one point that he mentioned where he said, he gave he was reading from the book of Dr. David Livingstone and outlining some of the challenges that Dr. David Livingstone went through. And I was very much inspired. You know, one of the things he talked about was David Livingstone faced illness in Africa. But not just illness, there was also a bite. You know, animals were bitten by this fly called the tsetse fly, which made them sleep. And he mentioned this point to say most believers have been bitten by that thing. So for us to come back to life, we need that bread that has got the value. It has medicine in it to make the body come back to life, to give us the energy. And that bread is the real bread of the Word of God. And we have received this message of the hour. And this message, brothers and sisters, it is wonderful bread. And because it is wonderful bread, we need to make sure that we eat it in a worthy manner. We should not eat this bread unworthily. That is why the very message of the prophet, we have people who have taken literally everything, but it has produced, instead of it to produce life, instead of it to give them energy to live a life of victory, it has produced in them, it has killed them, it has become like poison to them. Instead of, because food can be poisoned sometimes. We've heard of food poisoning. Instead of these men to digest, to eat this bread, it has become darkness to them. It has become a stumbling block to them. And the people in the denominations are even better off. But we're supposed to eat the true bread. And we thank God, brothers and sisters, that the Lord has raised men in our midst. He has raised bakers, the fivefold ministry. If we read Ephesians chapter 5, the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us what he has done. And Ephesians chapter 4, just a minute. Okay, my goodness, where is that scripture? Okay, Ephesians chapter 4. And he, verse 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above. Now remember, he was the bread. So the Lord Jesus went up, but as he, as the bread went, he said he left professional bakers right here. These are the bakers who would ensure that we are fed, because bread has to be fed on a daily basis. Bread is not supposed to be eaten once in a while. It has to be on a daily basis. He that had descended is the same also that ascended up far above heavens, that he might fill all things. 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what purpose? For the perfecting of the saints. So that when you eat the bread, you are perfected. Your body is lacking nothing. It has all the nutrition that it needs from that bread. For the work of the ministry, so that you can do the work that the Lord has designed for you to do. Without the bread, you cannot do the work. For the edifying of the body of Christ, so that the body is in health. The body is growing. The body is having the strength. It's at its best. It's at its best operation because of the bread. So, brothers and sisters, this is the bread. And this bread that we have, the bakers, the Lord has given us the bakers. If we go back to Romans chapter 10. And how shall they preach? 10 verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring the glad tidings of good things. So when these bakers bring this bread, it is going to bring us peace. It will bring us glad tidings and good things. This is the bread that when a marriage is destroyed, when there's no hope for a house to come together, it is this bread that brings the peace. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you that this bread, let us hold on to it. The rocking will come. The enemy will try to move us from here and there, but we have an anchor in the Word of God. And every time we deviate from this, word, then we'll lose our nutrition. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord richly bless you. Shalom.